Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than 24 hours after a lone gunman tried to assassinate former U.S. President Donald Trump, the shooter's motivations remain a mystery. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
The list of questions is long. How did Thomas Matthew Crooks get the gun, an AR-style rifle legally bought by his father? And what about the rudimentary bomb agents found in his car? FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek says they are also looking into reports of Crooks' movements just prior to the rally.
We are working hard to determine the sequence of events related to the subject and his movements in the hours, days, and weeks prior to the shooting.
One reason for hope: during a search of Crooks' car, investigators found his mobile phone. FBI officials are cautiously optimistic they will be able to get into it soon and get some snippets of why the 20-year-old decided to try and kill a former U.S. president. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
In a primetime address from the Oval Office, President Joe Biden says it's time to lower the temperature in our politics and that we are not enemies.
I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors, we're friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
And that politics must never be a literal battlefield.
Disagreement is inevitable in American democracy. It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, and God forbid, a killing field.
Biden earlier said he was ordering an independent security review of how such an attack could have happened. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli military said that Rafah Salama, Hamas' Khan Yunis brigade commander, was killed in an airstrike on Saturday that killed at least 90 people, including children. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It was Israel's eighth attempt to assassinate Mohammed Deif, the elusive commander of Hamas's military wing. In a news conference Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not stop until all senior Hamas officials have been killed. He said Deif and his deputy were the targets of the airstrike. Netanyahu said that while there is no final confirmation that Deif was killed, Israel will get to the entire leadership. Hamas officials said at least 90 civilians were killed. They said the airstrike was in the Al-Muassi area that Israel has designated as a safe zone for Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Spain has won a record fourth European Championship title after an 86th-minute goal clinched a 2-1 victory as England's painful decades-long wait for a major trophy goes on. Spain also won in 1964, 2008, and 2012. Spain is back as a major player in senior soccer after winning both the Women's World Cup, also against England, and the men's UEFA Nations League in 2023. While Spain celebrates, it is another agonizing loss for England, one of the world's most underperforming national teams, this one coming in front of Prince William and Spain's King Felipe at the venue built for the 1936 Olympics. The Olympic torch made a surprise appearance at France's Bastille Day celebrations on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Just days before the French capital hosts the Olympic Summer Games, the torch relay joined up with thousands of soldiers, sailors, rescuers and medics marching in Paris beneath roaring fighter jets. The anniversary marks the start of the French Revolution and the end of the French monarchy in 1789. The celebrations offered French President Emmanuel Macron a moment of distraction from recent political turmoil. Recent snap elections have left France with a deadlocked parliament and no one clearly in charge. The Prime Minister could leave office within days, while the left-wing alliance that won the most seats is struggling to agree on a proposed replacement. I'm Karen Shamas.
Venice is wrapping up a pilot program charging day trippers a 5 euro entrance fee. It is more than 2 million euros richer and determined to continue, but opponents called the experiment that ends Sunday a failure. Several dozen activists gathered outside the Santa Lucia train station on Saturday to protest the fee that they say has failed to dissuade visitors from arriving on peak days as envisioned. Venice imposed the day tripper tax on 29 days this year, mostly weekends and holidays. The project was heralded by UNESCO member states when they decided against a recommendation to place the city on its list of World Heritage Sites in danger. Since the tax was launched, nearly 450,000 tourists have paid. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.